The Last Campaign, a Western Story by Tim Kamplin. Geronimo moved closer. The approach of the Apache war chief sent a chill up Russell Norwood's back. He couldn't drag his gaze from that leathery face, the beaked nose, the wide, lipless slash of mouth. It was a face that triggered many a nightmare among whites of the territory, but the wily renegade had not come to kill. He was here for a big talk with General George Crook, the Tan Wolf, as many of the Apaches respectfully called him. In spite of the tension, Norwood felt that history was about to be made. March 25, 1886. Canon de los Embudos, Mexico. Norwood, former first lieutenant and now a civilian courier for the Army, was strictly a spectator at this conference. Yet he felt the tension in the air as Geronimo stopped a few feet in front of General Crook, folded his arms across his broad chest, and paused dramatically before speaking. The gray-bearded general, casually dressed in brown corduroy jacket and white pith helmet, waited. When Geronimo continued to glare without speaking, Crook opened the meeting abruptly. "What have you got to say? I've come all the way down from Fort Bowie." Tom Horn, a scout and interpreter, translated the question into Spanish. Without taking his eyes from Crook, Geronimo replied in Spanish. Horn turned to the general. "He says he left the reservation because there was talk that he would be arrested and hanged." Crook nodded slightly. Geronimo listed his well-known grievances about reservation confinement, the law against making tiswin, the traditional Indian beer, the chronic shortage of beef and blankets, the prohibition against the right of every Apache to beat his wife if she needed it.